Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's not forget the website, ladies and gentlemen, huge website with information. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. CraigJamesFinancial.com lets you go on that site as well and pre-register for all of the great webinars and events that come our way. We got two this week, two good ones. We'll find out from last night how we fared there. Yesterday, the Dow went down, I think it was 35 points. There you go, 32,764. Futures was down 50. It's up 50 now, so that's a nice little 100-point swing. No news regarding the debt ceiling negotiations. House GOP on a recess here. They'll come back, though, if it gets hot and heavy, I am sure. On a dime, no question, they'll come back. As we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Sir, how are you on a Friday?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Jay. This is good getting ready for the long weekend here, Jay. So just so we're, we'll probably have, I think the market's open until 4. But Monday is a New York Stock Exchange holiday. That's Memorial Day. So we keep that in mind. You know, the markets closed yesterday, really sort of mixed. You have the NASDAQ up over 1.5%, where the Dow was down a bit, slightly lower. And the whole thing about the NASDAQ was the NVIDIA shares. NVIDIA is a chip company, among other things. And they were, you know, doing a great job making these chips. But with the demand for artificial intelligence now, their second quarter revenue came in just blow out 50% above more than what was expected. And outside of the technology sectors, however, the markets remain really looking at the ongoing U.S. debt ceiling negotiations, as you just alluded to, which there are no negotiations because everybody's on a recess. So if we, you know, if we wake up on June 2nd and you can still, like, feel your skin, and then don't forget it was all supposed to end on June 1st, and there's maybe air outside and you can probably still start your car, I think that this deadline might have been a little bit overblown here. There is a deadline probably in June, but not sure what day that is, but it seems like the people that should be worried about it aren't that worried about it. We're going to start, I guess, afresh sometime to the middle of next week. So I would think maybe the deadline might be the 15th. So we got a lot more, you know, when you look at it that way, like a lot more time. Aside from that, Jay, you know, we had a wonderful, Social Security seminar, webinar last night where we talked about the, you know, really just everybody's going to have to take Social Security people at some point. And I just wanted to explain that there are three sleeves on the Social Security ladder. The first sleeve is your own work benefit. That's the one most people apply for on their, based on when they worked and whether they were married or not, doesn't matter. But it's your own work benefit is the first sleeve. So you can apply for Social Security just on that. And then there's the spousal benefit. And you can apply as married to someone who has a work record. That's your spousal benefit. Or maybe having a combined work record of you working and the other person working. And the third sleeve basically is what we call a survivor benefit. And that's if you are married to someone at one point, but that person is no longer is deceased, let's put it that way. And you can claim benefits as early as age 60, not 62. Very interesting set of laws that kind of dictate how Social Security. The other thing we talked about last night, Jay, I think it's important for your audience that somebody's saying you're not going to get Social Security truck. Social Security has its own trust fund. It's outside of the federal government's budget. It's outside of the debt ceiling negotiations. So please do not worry that you will not get a check. The Social Security Trust Fund is in its own box. and has nothing to do with any of this, as far as I know, because that's just the way it is. And the trustees of the trust fund of Social Security write you a letter every year saying that you're going to be running out of money by age 20, 33. That's that first page when you get the four-page statement on Social Security. But you do hear people, the people that told you that June 1st was the deadline, they'll tell you that you're not going to get your Social Security check. So that's how that shakes out. You know what I'm talking about here, Jay. Other than that, there's no economic news for today to report. And we're coming into a three-day weekend, so we want to take a minute also to just to thank the people who have served and to honor those who have lost their lives in securing our freedom. This idea of democracy is a new idea. United States is the only country, Jay, that was conceived in liberty and freedom. Other countries, and I just visited a bunch, where they all had kings, they had rulers, and the kings granted you permission to go to college, granted you permission to do a bunch of things. United States is really, it's a very unique system with the democracy republic. Very, very interesting, and truly envied and always under attack, obviously, to go back to the old monarchy type system. And Americans don't really feel comfortable with that. So the people had to fight for this freedom because it's always being challenged. And sadly, at the Calverton National Cemetery, along with the cemeteries across the United States, we have a lot of people that have lost their lives defending our freedom as a country. Very, very unique, very special weekend.
And a wonderful statement there, Mr. Ferrantino. And that's why we can never forget we are the greatest country on the planet. Let's not forget that. Sometimes we do. The back and forth that we have going on in all facets of life, let's never forget where we live. And by the way, great point regarding Social Security. You know, what you said there, you don't hear a lot in the media. You know, it's doom and gloom and everything else. And I got to tell you, I got a near 90-year-old mother-in-law who basically was sounding off and stating, oh, I'm going to run out of money. I'm not going to get my check. I said, relax. You're getting your money. Take it easy. You see, and seniors feel that way because of all the nonsense they hear, you know, as far as, you know, wherever they're getting their sources from, you know, sources of information. It's a tough deal. It really is. You're going to get your money. Relax. We've been telling you all week. June 1st doesn't mean anything. That's the date. And even yesterday, when McCarthy and Biden appeared to be very close to a deal, from what we understand, to cut federal spending and raise the government's debt ceiling. And kind of an anonymous source, but Reuters did report that deal could include a cap on the total amount that the government can spend, talking about discretionary programs, you know, like housing, education, and everything else. So we'll see. They'll see. They'll get a deal. They'll get a deal. No question. Sir, good stuff. Good one last night. Glad to hear that. And you have a fantastic and a restful weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. You do the same, my friend.
I am. I am going to relax. Hard to believe, but I'm going to kick back a little bit. Good stuff. Ms. Craig Ferrantino, the great Craig James Financial Services. Located right in the heart of Melville, folks, in Broad Hollow Road, craigjamesfinancial.com. Great website. And, of course, two good ones this week, in which you would pre-register on that site and get involved with all the fantastic information we heard throughout the week.